Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
They don't even know our limits. They don't know our limits.
When you say you're processing something, are you really processing or are you procrastinating? Let me explain. I always get into conversations with my wife and her best friend about this very term, and I'm a big words guy, right? So I like to try to use an accurate word for what I'm actually doing. So at the beginning of the pandemic, my wife was telling me that she needed to process us having to sell our house. Not having to sell our house, but wanting to sell our house so that we can financially be in a really, really good position, especially since it wasn't the dream house. So as the situation unfolded, I would take in the information that she's given me, whether it's the stress, whether it's all the things that she's feeling. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I know the answer. The answer is we have to sell the house, or we should sell the house. But the entire time, my wife is like, I need to process. Now, granted, I'm going to be honest with myself. I don't do well with process if I can see A to Z. Does that make sense? There are few times in life where we have the wisdom or the ability to be like, oh, I have an answer for this problem. Most of the times we think we have answers, but we're just shooting in the dark. But in this case, I had a very clear answer on how we can accomplish all these goals that we had and relieve stress. So I didn't need the entire time that my wife took to quote unquote process. Now, in all fairness, my wife is different than me and genuinely needed the time to work through the emotions to come to the place where she felt peace with selling the house. I, on the other hand, knew from day one, the second she told me the issues that she was feeling. In that case, I believe she knew what needed to be done. She just couldn't bring herself emotionally to actually doing it. And I say that because I feel like I've had conversations with multiple people where I hear the word process. Oh, I'm processing. Let me process this. And what it translates to me is, for most of the part, I'm not going to blanket it, is procrastinate. There is something, and this is for you to decide. This is not for me to tell you this is what you're doing. This is for you to take your situation. Think about what it is that you are doing. Like, where do you find yourself within this? Process. Oh, let me process. A lot of times for me, in the people that I've spoken to who are telling me that they're processing, they know what they need to do. They just lack the emotional courage to do that thing. So process, the term, becomes a way to hide behind the fact that they don't have the emotional capacity to do what needs to be done. They know what needs to be done, but they'll circle around the wagon and ask as many people to see how many they can get on their side to understand, to agree, to affirm, so that they can feel okay with procrastinating, knowing deep down the decision that they have to make. I'm not trying to be crass or make that sound more simple than what it is, because I do find that men are more, for the most part, again, I don't want to blanket, but for the most part, men can compartmentalize really well and can make decisions when they need to, void of emotions. I've been guilty of being very, when it comes to business or when it comes to things like this, no emotion. I just see what needs to get done and I'm like, oh, okay, do it. It doesn't matter. The emotions don't even play a part into it. Which is ironic because everywhere else in my life, I'm incredibly emotional. I'm very much like a romantic, like I operate on emotions. But when it comes to me knowing what needs to get done, and then more importantly, knowing that on the other side of that, there's a positive benefit, i.e. growth, good business acumen, getting out of a bad relationship, things that are like, yo, on the other side of this is a really, really good situation. I don't need to be coaxed or convinced into doing what needs to be done. I do it and I do it with an immediacy to get to my desired outcome, which is peace, wholeness, feeling better, not depressed. But for some reason, I find a lot of people at the point where they use this term to scoot around it. I can be honest and say that there are a lot of times where I am I lack the emotional support or the empathy. And to that, for all the people that I talk to, I am very sorry. Like, I am. All the times where I am trying to get to the desired outcome, I'm doing it because I love or care for the person and I'm trying to give them advice. But at the end of the day, are you the person that is using the term process, either to yourself or either to your friends? Are you using the term in order to give yourself an excuse to continue in the path or in the emotional environment that for some reason you're just stuck in? Now, I know when I would go through breakups or when I'm trying a new situation or different things, I find myself giving myself a lot of excuses. So if the person isn't fully awesome, like a conversation I had with a friend recently, to which the person that they're dating, they're kind of back and forth. One minute is like, oh, they're amazing. The next minute is like, man, I can't read this person. And it's like, one minute it's like, oh, I really care about it. The next minute is like, nah, I'm probably going to break up. And I laugh because they're deciding to move forward in a certain situation out of the term, I need to do my process. Like, there's a process that I have to go to make sure whether or not this is good or bad. And I am like, but do you have to learn the hard way? Or can you just like skip the B through Y and just go to the Z that you know is going to be the outcome? Are you in a place where you are using the term interchangeably? You are saying you are processing, but in reality, you are procrastinating. And this is not accusatory because I've done it multiple times. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. This is just a wake up with Manny self-realization time where I would love for you to just ask the question without pretense, without defense, without you making excuses for yourself in your own solitude. Because this is what I do when I wake up really early in the morning. I have time with my thoughts and I'm just like me, alone. Admit to yourself, who are you? What are you doing? Can you come to your own self-realization and admit, I'm for sure procrastinating what I know I need to do, but I'm saying I'm processing. If you can come to that realization, the best thing that I have found to do is to jump with both feet. Hold yourself accountable. make the decision that you know you need to make, and then deal with the consequences. If you are truly in a processing phase, to which processing is exactly what needs to be done, and you're not procrastinating, but you're truly figuring out a situation that is not so black and white, then as you process, I encourage you to have somebody that's, how can I say, can be empathetic, but will and can call you on your bullshit. If you have people around you that are just continually, you're going to be running in circles for a very long time. You need to have somebody in your life that's going to be like, nah, bruh, nah, sis, you're just really dodging what you're supposed to be doing. Those kind of friends is when the word says that wounds from a friend can be trusted, because you need somebody in your life that can tell you that. You need somebody that can tell you you're on the hamster wheel. You got to get off. This isn't the best. No, you do not need to process this. You just need to make that decision. Because the fear or the danger in overprocessing a situation that you don't need to be overprocessing is that you may convince yourself into the negative side of something. You may convince yourself into that relationship. You may convince yourself into that situation that if you were objective, you would never even give it the time of day. I don't know if somebody needed to hear this, but this was on my heart this morning. Ask yourself. I am not being accusatory, nor do I want to make you seem like it's very easy. That's something I'm truly learning with my wife, that it's important to give people the space. But you know which one you are. Are you processing or are you procrastinating? Hit me up. Let me know. Have a good day.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.